Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank
Amen.
you once again
Amen. Amen.
for you to join us at Emmanuel Christian Assembly.
Amen.
This is Emmanuel Prayer Line. Here we gather to study the Word of God. And those who think that this word has been a blessing to them today, I believe that the Lord will also bless us today as well. And therefore, I want
Amen.
you to invite your friends and families across the world, wherever they are, just share the links to them and tell them to come to church. Hallelujah. We brought the church to
Amen.
you. That is what we do. We bring the church to you so that you don't have to struggle to go and take a bus and tram and all those kind of things to travel a distance and all that. We wish one day, by the grace of God, the Lord will permit us to meet in person. But at the moment,
Amen.
this is the privileges that we have. Hallelujah. That those in
Amen.
America can join in, those in Africa can join in, those in Asia can join in, those in Europe can join in and hear the word of God. That's the beauty of what God can do. Hallelujah. Amen
Amen.
and amen.
Amen.
Thank you once
Amen.
Again for tuning in today to hear the word of God. The word of the Lord is going to be very detailed. And again, I want you to pick up your book, your notebook, and your Bibles, and let's go into the Word of God strongly. Hallelujah. We have been dealing with about the model prayer that Jesus taught the disciples in Matthew chapter 6. Hallelujah. And we have been, for the past few weeks, we have been on one verse. That's Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. We have been there for a couple of weeks now, by the grace of God. Last week, we finished it. Amen. We finished it last week. That's the veneration of his name, that the potency of his holy name. That was what we dealt with last week, by the grace of God. Hallelujah. Can you hear me properly? Family, can you hear me properly? Is
yes,
my voice
yes
low?
Please. Yes, please.
Yes, thank
thank
you.
You. Thank you.
Yes,
thank you. Thank you.
I can hear
yes.
you.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. And for that matter, last week, a lot of scriptures, some of them, I didn't even have it on my notes. So it came as we were speaking. And so I had to now re-amend my notes to be able to catch up with what we studied last week. Hallelujah. I did not see Exodus even chapter 3, verse 13, and Exodus chapter Judges chapter 30, verse 8. I couldn't remember those scriptures, you know, but hey, the Spirit of God, when he is speaking, he speaks whichever way he wants. Amen. And this morning, I want us to continue further down, continued in teaching the disciples the model which we should take in prayer when we are praying to God. Hallelujah. And the next step that he helped the disciples to understand will be found in verse 10 of Matthew chapter 6. Verse 10 of
and
Matthew.
Not what you say?
Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 6, verse 10. Amen. Amen. How many of you have your children bringing an award from school? You can just show by hand, you know, or thumbs up while the service is going on. Hallelujah. You can just show by hand or by thumbs up. Amen. If God has blessed your child with an award that they brought from school, okay, whilst you are here and you showed your son thumbs up, let me tell you something that's going to happen. The child is has gained grace in the sight of the Lord to become an exceptional child. Whichever career he will pick up or the Lord will put him in, the Lord will make him an exceptional in those areas. And by the grace
Amen.
Of God, the favor of God will be upon him to excel well.
Amen.
He will not struggle Amen. To achieve anything he wants to achieve. So
Amen.
Long as he put it in his heart, the grace will come upon him to bring it to pass by the
Amen.
Hand of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And this
Amen.
Is a sign of greater things to come for your child. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In
Amen.
Jesus' precious name. And I pray that this become the story and the testimony for this assembly, that
Amen.
Everyone that has got a child here, all our children will make well. They will do well in every area that the Lord has called them. By the
Jesus
grace of
Lord,
God, your children are struggling, wherever they are struggling, I pray by the mercies of God that may the Lord redirect their path. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody will
Amen.
Be listening to this message. Maybe, I don't know, but it looks like a couple of months after this message is preached, today's date is is 21st of April 2024, and it looks like around the next 3 or 4 months ahead of us from this time, I saw somebody listening to this message, and the message came to him by virtue of this prophecy that I have just has just come out. And this prophecy has come to show you your child is struggling one way or the other, and you are desiring that at least the child to do well. But this is the word of the Lord to you that is going to be listening to this message a couple of months ahead of us, because I see somewhere going towards the month of August, that is the place where I had the, I saw the person watching and listening to the message online. And this word is coming to you that your seed will not be wasted. If the Bible is using your seed, if the word of the Lord is he's talking about the fruit of your womb will not be wasted.
Amen.
Whatever grace that he has given to you to sustain you to this time, he will multiply it even more for your children. Therefore, all the challenges that you are enduring now with them, the Lord is changing the story for you in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord is bringing their heart home so that they will go by the leadings of the Spirit of God in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Every wrong path that they have taken, the hand of God is guiding them away from those wrong paths, and their paths shall be ordered by the Lord from today. By virtue of you tuning in to listen to this message, I declare with you in the name of Jesus Christ that may your children prosper well. May they do well in their education. May they do well in the area of their marriages. May they do well in the area of their lives. Whatever they have gone into, may the Lord be the one that guides them in the name of Jesus Christ, so that they'll bring you joy and bring you happiness in Jesus' precious name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And amen.
Amen.
Glory to Jesus, our King.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We thank him. So tonight, today in this service, we want to talk about the model prayer in verse 10 of chapter 6 of Matthew. And that place speaks about, said, thy kingdom come and thy will be done. Thy kingdom come and thy will
be done. Amen.
Thy kingdom come and thy will be done. These are two major statements that Jesus Christ will pull the attention of the disciples to rest over there and say, please, when you are praying to the Father, these are some of the things that you have to think about in your mindset in prayer. The kingdom of God, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of God. Why the kingdom of God? And these are some of the questions that when it comes to us to deal with the kingdom of God, these are some of the questions I want us to deal with today. So literally, I'm going to deal with the questions or bring a couple of answers or try to explain a little bit about the questions that are coming out from the kingdom of God, which is thy kingdom come and thy will be done. I think we cannot be able to exhaust the whole lot. So let's focus on thy kingdom come today, so that maybe next week, by the grace of God, or Wednesday, we'll focus on thy will be done. Hallelujah. So the first question is, what is the kingdom of God? What is the kingdom of God? What is the kingdom of God? The second question is, who is this king for that kingdom? And the third question is, what does the kingdom of God even looks like? The Bible talks about it, the kingdom of God, the similitudes of the kingdom of God. The Bible talks about it. And number five, what are the characteristics of the kingdom? The moment the kingdom comes in an area, what are the things that are found in that area when the kingdom of God comes? Or when the kingdom of God comes in somebody's life, how can the person be able to describe that this one is the kingdom of God that is projecting itself in me or through me? Number six, what does the Bible say about the kingdom? Hallelujah. Number seven, and how do we live in this kind of kingdom? And number eight, and who can enter into the kingdom? So these are some few questions that the Lord placed on my heart for us to come and deliberate about them carefully so that we can all have a sense of understanding in prayer when we say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done. Hallelujah. The kingdom of God, the Bible says that it is not bread and butter. Hallelujah. So now the question comes here into play. That what then is the kingdom? Hallelujah. I hope, let me bring this prophecy through before it escapes me. I have seen somebody at work. You are at work, and some of the men at work are making advances on you at work. And it looks like somebody, a superior, is trying to make advances on you, sexual advances on you. Be very careful. They want to embarrass and disgrace your family. That's all that they want. That's the plan of the enemy. They just want to destroy your family, destroy the reputation of your family. They want to embarrass you. And so be careful. Hallelujah. The devil is just doing that just to waste your time and your efforts. And then after a while, you lose your grounds at the workplace. And then you might not even have the chance to even work again over there. Hallelujah. Because it looks like after a while, when all those advances were pushing in and then you gave in, all of a sudden there was it's a little bit graphic, you know. So please be careful. The devil wants you, one, to lose your reputation, and the reputation of your family wants to tarnish that image. And secondly, wants you to lose your job. That is why that situation is coming. But I pray that the Lord give you grace and give
Amen.
You to be able to overcome those works of the enemy, those demonic Amen. Advances that wants to waste your life and your destiny, your career, in the name of Jesus Christ. May the Lord give you an answer for them. May the Lord Amen. Answer them for you on your behalf, in the mighty Amen. Name of Jesus Christ, so that your Amen. Life is not wasted, in Jesus' Amen. Precious name. Hallelujah. Amen. What then is the kingdom of God? The kingdom of God is the divine realm where the sovereignty of God is expressed in full splendor. I'll take it again. What is the kingdom of God? And the kingdom of God, this is my understanding, and this is what the Spirit of God gave me. I hope that maybe yours may be different. Hallelujah. Said the kingdom of God is the divine realm where the sovereignty of God is expressed in full splendor. In Revelation chapter 4, last week, when we're dealing with it, and some of the things from verse 1 up to verse 11, we found out that the kingdom of heaven, or the throne of the Father, looked like something. And he described the kind of creatures which were there. He described the kind of 24 elders and all kinds of people who were around the area that rules with the Father in his kingdom. And one thing that Jesus Christ was speaking out expressly is that when you are praying, let this be in your mind, that you are asking that the kingdom of the Father in heaven there comes down. And the question is, what is the kingdom? And the kingdom is the divine realm where the sovereignty of God is fully expressed in great splendor. It is the place where the Father of the universe reigns and rules with love. He rules with justice and rules with mercy. Which means that when the Bible is telling us, or Jesus is telling us, that we should begin to cry out for the kingdom to come, we are seeking for one, the splendor of the king in the domains of men. We are looking for the mercy of the king in the dwellings of men. We are looking for the justice of the king in the dwellings of men. We are looking for the power of the king in the dwellings of men. So when the king comes in the dwellings of men, things has to change to mirror how heaven is like. Hallelujah. So it's a very deep stuff for us to pray. I understand that a lot of people keep on saying that, oh, our Father, what in heaven, and we recite it. That's one of the kids, their words this morning. My son, Joel, surprised me. He has something that holds his ear, like those who wear glasses, you know, the string that you put on to be able to hold the glasses in place. You know, just in case it falls, you can have it hanging around your neck and then you pick it back up and again, you know. So he was prescribed with the glasses and he had some string attached to it. I bought it for him so that he doesn't lose it. He lost it in less than 4 hours. It was gone. It was broken. So I had to go and get another one and all that. So I bought that thing to keep it in place. But when I gave it to him, this morning, the first one is gone, but this morning I gave him a second one, brand new in his pouch, and I gave it to him. The moment I gave it to him, around 6 o'clock, he came down, and I gave it to him quickly. He began to pray over it, and he recited the Lord's Prayer. And he used the word, "Thy kingdom come." And I was looking at it, and I said, wow. I didn't tell him to pray over it, but he prayed over it. So I was glad in my heart that, yeah, at least my child is picking up after me a little bit. I'm grateful to God for that. Hallelujah. We recite the kingdom's prayer without understanding what the kingdom is. But for me, the kingdom is the divine realm where the Father of all the universe reigns in sovereignty. And this sovereignty is expressed in full splendor. Hallelujah. So we've got to realize that the power of the king can come in the domains of men with love, with mercy, and justice. And these three things speak well of the child of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Number two, who is the king? Who is the king in this kingdom? Who is the king in this kingdom? Can somebody help me out? Hallelujah. The Bible says in the book of Psalm 24, verse 10, it says, who is he, the King of glory? And the Bible answered, the answer came, said, the Lord God Almighty, he is the King of glory, which means that the kingdom of heaven, the God Almighty, he is the one that rules in that affairs. And if he wants us to have a replica of that kingdom on earth here in our domain, how do we then get that kingdom in our domain? Hallelujah. That will lead us to the next question, that Jesus Christ helped us to understand how we can go or we can attain this kingdom. Amen. He said it this way. Said, the times has come, he said, the kingdom of God has come near you. Repent and believe the good news, which is Mark chapter 1, verse 15. This is how the kingdom of God comes close to us. But we can only attain the kingdom when a sense of repentance in our heart has begun. If we don't repent in our heart and allow the word of the Lord to find expression in us, we will not be able to see the manifestations of the kingdom of God at work in our life on earth here. Hallelujah. He says this in Matthew chapter 16, verse 19. He said that, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth, it shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth, it shall be loosed in heaven. Why? Because we are asking the replication of the heaven kingdom on earth here. And what happens is this, that everything that is going on in heaven, when we declare that it shall happen on earth here, because we are seeking the heavenly kingdom to be made manifest on earth here, it begins to conform to how heaven is. So Matthew 16 helps us to understand that when we are children of God walking in the kingdom, we can access the activities of the kingdom on earth here by way of vocalizing it. For example, he says that whatsoever we bind, How do we bind it? We speak it out and declare that it should lose its potency of existence or its mobility or its ability to express itself. We command it to be restricted. So the words that I speak out, like I prayed for somebody based on their children going wayward or having a kind of difficulty in the heart of the mother being troubled or the parent being troubled, I prayed it out. And this prayer is working out because heaven is sanctioning what I have said. So Jesus is saying that when we call for the kingdom to come on earth here, this is how we need to express it in a way so that we can see the manifestation of the kingdom on earth here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So what does the kingdom, or what does the kingdom of God looks like, or how does the kingdom looks like? Matthew chapter 13, verse 44. The Bible says the kingdom of God looks like a hidden treasure. A hidden treasure. How many of you wants a hidden treasure? Hallelujah. How many of you wants a hidden treasure? Yes. The kingdom of God looks like a hidden treasure that a man finds in a field. Hallelujah. In a field. And the man desires to get the treasure. And because of that, what do they do? He does everything. The Bible says that he goes sell all that he has and buy that field. That's the mystery of the kingdom of heaven. That when a man understands what the kingdom of heaven is, they will do anything possible to attain the kingdom or to let the kingdom come into their domain also, or their zone of acceptance, if I'm allowed to use that word. Hallelujah. It is very important. The Bible says that the man goes out and do everything possible by way of selling all that he has so that he can buy that field, because that field is containing a treasure that is priceless. And that is one of the ways that we can experience the kingdom. The kingdom of heaven is priceless. You cannot put a value to it. For example, if somebody is sick and you've taken the medications and upon medication and healing is not coming to you, when you invoke the kingdom's perspective, how you should be in the kingdom, and when the kingdom is operational in your life, all of a sudden sickness gives way. For your good health begins to attain its mastery in your life. And the moment that happens, the kingdom of God has come near you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus will put it this way in Luke chapter 10, verse 9. Say, heal the sick who are there and tell them this, that the kingdom of God has come near you, which means that healing and deliverances, raising the dead, and all those kind of things that we see it as a big issue, they are the norms of the kingdom. So for you to see some of those things happening in your life, it means that the kingdom has come near you, or it's around where you are. Hallelujah. And the moment the kingdom comes near you, every eye turns around towards you. Both good, bad, and the ugly. Yeah. And so Jesus puts it this way in Matthew chapter 5, verse 10. He said, blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, because theirs is the kingdom. So when you go through those challenges and those difficulties, and you see that you are going through those challenges, remember that Jesus Christ is proclaiming that you have rather now attain the kingdom. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the kingdom of God, again, there were seven areas that Jesus Christ helped to be able to use a parabolic language to be able to express how the kingdom of God is. And one of them is that in Matthew chapter 13, verse 24, he says the kingdom of God is like somebody who sowed a good seed, which means that the kingdom of God brings something good into our lives. And the Bible says, in his field, which means that we can express the kingdom of God as a good thing in our own life, the field of our lives. Hallelujah. In Luke chapter 13, verse 18, the Bible also speaks about it, that the kingdom of God is like a small mustard seed that a man sowed in his field. When I read all the seven, or when I studied all the seven parables and came to the I came to a conclusion that it is the field of our lives that the Bible is talking about, that we should let the kingdom of God come into play. So Jesus Christ asking us to pray that let the kingdom of God come, he is asking us that our personal life becomes the field upon which the kingdom of heaven will come and begin to find residence in. So if you fail to pray the kingdom of God into your life, remember, another kingdom will begin to play on your field or seek your allegiance to play on the field of your life. Hallelujah. That is why there are no neutral grounds, unfortunately. In the things of the spirit, there are no neutral grounds. Amen. So it is important that every child of God begin to develop the appetite of seeking the company of the kingdom of God in their personal lives. In your personal life, you are not talking about the church. We are not talking about the world. We are talking about us, you. I'm talking about you, that you make yourself available for the master to work through you and in you, his kingdom. Yeah. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Because when God is reigning in your life with his kingdom, it means that you have all things working out together for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. The Bible says, how do we enter into this kingdom? How do we seek the kingdom? Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says that in all that we do, according to Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, we should let go of everything and our focus of life should be that we may know and understand how the kingdom works. And so the Bible says that seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things shall be given unto you. Which means that the kingdom comes in a full package, that everything else that we need is found in that kingdom. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I pray that from today, our prayer life will be very, very enhanced. That when we call upon God, our focus is not on bread and butter, but our focus is his kingdom. Amen. Bread and butter is very good because the kids eat them and you also eat them. I know that you are having toast somehow. But hey, it's important to realize that when the kingdom of God comes into play in your life, every one of those things that you lack in this life can be given to you by his grace.
Amen.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The kingdom of God possesses everything in there. The kingdom of God has got no boundaries or limitations as to how far they can provide for the needs of the kingdom. Everyone that comes into the kingdom with boldness and confidence and able to stay in the kingdom, they are provided with everything that the kingdom has, or they have access to the kingdom. One thing that I learned from Dr. Miles Monroe when he was talking about the kingdom perspective, you know, he talked a lot about the kingdom and all that. He said within the kingdom, nobody prays for things, which is true, according to Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. If one asks and prays for the kingdom of God, there is no need for you to ask for, Lord, bring me a car, bring me this and all that. It is based on the understanding of how you want the kingdom to work for you. That gives you the access to all the things of the kingdom. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Let me give you a typical example of the power of the kingdom. The Bible says, yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the majesty and the splendor, for everything in heaven and on earth is yours. And yours, O Lord, is the kingdom. You are exalted as head over all. as head over all. Chronicles 29, verse 11. 1 Chronicles 29, verse 11. So you see the potency of the kingdom of God. It is great. It has got power. It has got glory. It is majestic. It has got splendor. And it has power over everything in heaven and on earth. And all of them belongs to God. So when we seek ye first the kingdom of God, by the grace of God, we are saying that we are seeking for the access to everything that God has.
Amen.
Yeah. Father, let your kingdom come into my life, I pray. In the name of Jesus Christ, let your kingdom come in the life of the listeners and everyone that is listening to us today. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that let your kingdom come. Let your kingdom come, O God. I pray that let your kingdom come into our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. For it has been the desire of Jesus that we receive the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Because he said it in Luke chapter 12, verse 32, that do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom of heaven. Luke 12, 32. God, the Father, pleases that all of us will receive the kingdom of God. So there is no need for us to even worry ourselves about anything anymore. But you know, for us to be able to attain this kingdom, Jesus Christ says that we have to repent, because the kingdom of God can only come in a place where there is repentance. A heart that is open to the Father. Say, Father, I'm sorry of my sins. The things that I'm doing is not right. The mistakes that I've done is a lot today. Forgive me. Matthew chapter 4, verse 17. So from this time, Jesus preached and said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near you. If the kingdom comes near you and you don't change your mind, the kingdom cannot come in you. Hallelujah. If repentance does not take full effect, the kingdom cannot come in us. It may be near us, but we will never experience the kingdom in us. Hallelujah. And that's the strange things about the kingdom. We can literally be around the kingdom, but to enter into the kingdom, we need to repent. Hallelujah. And how do we repent? The Bible says that we need to be born again. In John chapter 3, verse 3, the Bible says that verily, verily, I say unto you, one can only see the kingdom of God unless the person is born again. That's the Nicodemus experience. That Nicodemus, a whole teacher of the people, came to the master and said, listen, all that you are doing, I see something in there and it's very powerful. How do I access the kingdom? He said, brother, you have to be born again. He said, I'm a big man. I'm a big brother. Look at me. I've got beard. How do I go into my mother's womb to be born again? He said, listen, it's not about the birth of natural birth. No, I'm talking about spiritual birth, where your spirit is open to the Lord's possibilities in your life, where you let the Lord to rule in the affairs of your heart. You allow God to come within your heart to say, Father, you take absolute control. From today, I am yours and I shall be yours forever. I want you to do what you want with me. And when you begin to express yourself like this before the Father, then he also begins to show the replica of how the kingdom is in your life. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Because he is the king over all the earth. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that he reigns. In his name, he will reign. So if God is reigning in your life, the enemy becomes a stranger. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. If God is reigning in your life, the enemy becomes a stranger in that life. So you know what he does? He will throw all kinds of tantrums, arrows here and there, troubles here and there. But you know who you are, because you have given your life and your heart to Jesus Christ. That Lord, come stay with me and stay in me. And from today, let your kingdom rule in my affairs.
Amen.
If we do this, then he begins to take center stage in our lives. There are some things you cannot explain to men, because the kingdom, when it's ruling, it's almost beyond the explanations of men.
Amen.
I remember I prayed with a brother and led him to Christ. And then the brother went out there. Strangers, or not strangers, but those who used to work with him and do their bad behaviors and attitude, some of them realized that the brother, something has changed. And they couldn't put a finger on. And they themselves told him that, listen, from today, we don't want to associate with you. What you have got is good, but we don't know how you got it. And so today, we want you to continue to maintain it. Don't come back into our field, because it will destroy what you have gained. And I think that it is good. I wish I could have that. And the brother was shocked that he didn't tell them, and yet the manifestation of the kingdom is expressing himself or himself through the brother in just split of a couple of hours of the prayer. All of a sudden, things have changed. I don't know how God did it, but the people could see that things have changed. That is how the kingdom works. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Jesus says that for us to be able to access the kingdom, we need to repent. We have to have an open heart and let the Lord rule in our affairs, and whatever it is, he will lead us and guide us and help us to do what the will of the Father is. That is what is going on in the kingdom. Hallelujah. And so if you have all kinds of challenges, he says that don't be afraid, because the Lord your God, he reigns. He is a judge. According to Isaiah 33 verse 22, said the Lord, he is the lawgiver. He is the king in our lives. He is the one that will save us. He is the one that will protect us. God will make sure that every kingdom citizen is never left out. Hallelujah. The Bible says it in Colossians chapter 1, verse 13 and 14. For he has rescued us from the domain of darkness. He has taken us from the domain of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son. And he loves us. Hallelujah. It is in him that we have our redemption and the forgiveness of our sins. So when you come into the kingdom by way of opening your heart to him, he forgives your sins, he cleanses you from all unrighteousness, and brings you into the domain of the sons of God. Yeah, that's the beauty of allowing the kingdom of God to come on earth in your life. That's the beauty. Hallelujah. So now I want to talk, I've spoken about some of the characteristics of the kingdom. What are some of the characteristics of the kingdom? How do we see that the kingdom of God is working in somebody's life? One, it is the manifestation of the presence of God in the gatherings of the saints or in the life of a person. The manifestation of the presence of God in the life of the person, like this brother that I was just giving as an example, who gave his life to Christ. Now, the manifestation of the presence of God is being shown out to the world. That is his former world, where he used to be. The people that he used to do the drugs with, the prostitutes that he used to walk around and every, I don't want to go too deep, but he used to do all kinds of stuff. The things he told, my heart was shaking. You know, said all these things all of a sudden, I don't even like them anymore. Mark, what did you do to me? And I said, I didn't do anything to you. It is the openness of your heart towards the Father. And the Father is now expressing his love towards you to let you know how much he loves you. That is why he's showing you that. Now you see, and all of a sudden, somebody who has been addicted up to 35 years, addiction is broken instantly. And he's Number two, it is the power of his testimony that the unsaved get saved by his word. And when that happens, the kingdom of God is being manifested. Just as I spoke with the brother and I preached to him for less than 10 minutes. In 10 minutes conversation, all of a sudden the brother now receives Christ, and all of a sudden 35 years of addiction. Well, he was 35 years, but at least he started from the age of 12, he told me. From the age of 12 to the time that we met, at that time, he had been in all kinds of things and tested everything that we can talk about. And that God brought him salvation for his life to be restored in God. When that happens, it means that the kingdom is right there. The kingdom is right there. Number three, demonstrations of healings, deliverances in the church, the raising of the dead, and all kinds of things that will set people free from their bondages. When that happens, the kingdom of God has come.
Amen.
Hallelujah. People of God, God wants to reign in our lives. Yeah. He wants to work through us as his ambassadors on earth here. Hallelujah. For Amen. The Bible says that blessed are those who share in the first resurrection. When we connect with Christ in the power of his resurrection, then we can share the kingdom of God with others. We allow the kingdom also work through us. And when we do this, the Lord is glorified. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The kingdom of God is invisible, but very visible. It can be seen as non-entity, but very tangible. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The power of God dwells in there. Hallelujah. The Bible calls it this way. It said, the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor, glory, and power forever and ever. And he reigns with his people. He reigns with his people. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 17. People of God, God wants to reign in our life. If I say God wants to reign, it's not going to rain like a river or water coming from heaven to on earth, but he wants to be part of our daily walk. Like literally, like every single day, whether you are going out to the water to go and fetch water, whether you are going to the market to go and sell your produce, whether you are going to the street to go and evangelize, whether you are going to work to go and do your job, whatever it is, whether you are sleeping, waking up, eating, or having a conversation or watching TV or anything, he wants to be part of that equation of your life.
Amen.
And that is why Jesus says that when you are praying, pray the Father, let your kingdom come. When his kingdom is coming, it's coming to dwell in you, inside of you, not the outside. We can see the manifestation of the kingdom outside based on how much of the kingdom it is in you. But this is the warning he gives to us. He says that not everyone who says, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of heaven. But those who do the will of the Father, theirs is the kingdom of heaven. According to Amen. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. So if you are picking up and saying all kinds of things, about the kingdom of heaven, about the kingdom of heaven, he says that, listen, my dear, it's not about everyone who says that Lord, Lord is the one that is going to enter the kingdom of heaven. No. So it is important that we yield our hearts unto the Most High God, and he finds expression through it with his kingdom on earth here for you. If not, we can all live the Christian life, I'm putting inverted commas. I'm a Christian. I'm a Catholic. A brother was telling me, so I asked him, so which denomination are you with? So I'm a Catholic. And I said to him, that are you Catholic from Ghana? That you came to UK here? So no. When I was in Ghana, I was in Presby, but here I don't even know where to turn to. So I saw some Catholic church down the road and I joined there. So okay. So how close are you to God? Oh, brother, well, I am close to God, you know. Yeah, I'm close to God. When I was in Ghana, I used to be in a Presbyterian church, and every Sunday I went to church. It's not about going to church, people of God. Church is just the gathering of the saints, supposed to be, you know, it's the gathering of the saints, the ecclesia. Yeah. But if for God to show himself strong in your life and to express the power of the kingdom working in you. Your heart must be right with him. Your heart must be right with him. And how does the heart get right? By confessing all the errors you've made, the mistakes you've made, the sins you've made, not standing in to justify any of them, and letting God be true in you and through you. And this will lead you to the place of the kingdom. Yes, the kingdom begins to work and express himself strongly in you, so powerful to a point where when you pray for the sick, they are healed. When you ask for mercy, the Lord gives you mercy. Hallelujah. Whatever you seek from the Lord, he provides for you by his grace. The kingdom does not cause us to go bankrupt. No. The kingdom of heaven does not make us smaller. No. The kingdom of heaven does not take away from us. No. The kingdom of heaven does not make us to become people who are incapacitated. No. But the kingdom supports all that we need in this life. The kingdom of heaven. So from today, I pray by the mercies of God that let our heart yearns for the kingdom of heaven. Father, I pray that let your kingdom come in the life of my children. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes. That has been one of my prayers. When I go into their bedroom in the middle of the night, when I wake up and I walk into their bedroom, I pray it out. I tell them, Father, let these ones live before you. Yes. Yes. Let them live before you. Every time and every opportunity I get, when they are praying, when they come here to me and I put my hands on them. I don't have to plan it. I just have to do it every time. Because if we don't do that, we can lose our children in the midst of the maze of this world. Yes. The mothers and the fathers are praying, we are crying and all that. Listen, the thing that's going out there is dangerous. I was telling Mrs. Ejare, I was going to drop the kids to school. What was it? Was it Friday or Thursday? Thursday morning. Because Friday, Mrs. Ejare dropped them. Thursday morning, I was going to drop them to school. And then I saw a woman standing in the corner of the whole field of the school. It's a huge park. So you can see all the kids on the field like that. And she pretended as if she was on phone. But when I was coming, I felt some heaviness in front of me. I said, what's going on? And then all of a sudden, my eyes set on her. So her back was I could see her back. And the Lord began to speak to me that she's speaking out. She's speaking out. I said, what is she speaking? So when I got closer to her, then I saw that she is one of those people that project. They are those who project evil stuff, you know. They project all those kind of things. And I was thinking, why am I even... I saw somebody from the back, from their back. Why am I even thinking that like this? And I said, no, this is not my thought. It's the Spirit of God speaking to me because I can sense this. So my daughter was taking her ear. Oh, it was Friday. My daughter was taking her ear off for swimming. Was it swimming? I don't know which day it was, between Thursday or Friday, one of those days. So her earring. So I placed my hand upon her while she was doing that. And she was taking her earrings because she's going to do swimming. And she will not be allowed to use the earrings to swim. So, whilst I was doing that, I was covering her, protecting her from the onslaught of the woman. But after I finished with her, I turned around and I faced the woman straight and I was walking straight to her on purpose. I just wanted to distract her. And when I got closer to her and I was looking at her direct straight into the face, she was wearing all kinds of rings. You know, those people would not wear an eye, the ring with an eye on it. All the fingers have got silver rings all over, bangles, chains everywhere, because I could see the hands properly this time. It had come out of the sleeve that she was wearing. And she was standing there and had darkened her eyes here. All the eyes were dark all over. So, and her eyes were so black. I'm talking of a white lady. Standing there and dye her hair black. And I walked straight to her like that. So she moved out of the place, because if she moved out of that place, the nest is wall. It's a fence wall, a dwarf fence wall. She was just standing behind the fence wall. But in the corner, that looked into the field. So look at it. This is what I want you all to realize, that the world that we are living in has become a dangerous ground. That place, everybody, every parent is coming there. But I've seen her twice. So when I came, I said, Mrs. Edda, I saw this woman who came there to come and enchant over the kids. I don't know what this is happening. So now it took me back into prayer. And I started praying for the school. Yes, because I've got my three kids there. I've got one in the nursery. I've got one in year one, and I've got one in year three. So I've got all of them in the school, and the school you can have access. It's a huge field. It's a huge field, very very big, very very big field. So one of the school is here. The senior side is here, where I passed to drop Naria, and the junior side you can drive around the block to be able to come to the junior side, or you can walk through the field to the junior side. And my kids are there. So now I took place over the place. I took ownership over the place, and I began to invoke. I said, Father, let your kingdom come over this assembly. Amen. Within these children, where they are gathered, by virtue of my children in the school. Because my kids are there, the presence of God should cover the students, the teachers, the matrons, the cooks, the caretakers, everybody that works in the school, those in the reception and everything. Please, we don't know what's going on out there in these kids. They come home and they are messing about and misbehaving. You think that you are not teaching them well or they are growing. No, no. The environment that they are in, somebody can just walk into the school because nobody is restricted. Between the hours of 8 o'clock and 9:45, or 8:45, every parent has the right to walk into the school. Either to the office or to drop their kid. They can walk in there. Anybody at all can walk in there. Some of the teachers can stand at the gates just to monitor the spaces, but we don't know what's going on. I'm talking about the kingdom of heaven and the necessity of us praying for our children that the kingdom of God comes into their lives.
Amen.
Especially in their schools now. You know, they can teach them all kinds of crazy stuff. And the child comes home, say, Mommy, I'm a woman. And I birthed you as a man, and you say, Mommy, I now want to be considered as a cat or a penguin. You know, can you imagine this? All because the kingdom of heaven may not be dwelling in them. We are not investing that prayer in them. So please, from today, if there is nothing that you can pray for your children, Father, let your kingdom come in their lives. I pray in the name of Jesus. Let heaven be seen in their hearts. Let their heart be full of the presence of God. Let their heart be filled with kingdom, the kingdom of heaven. I pray, oh God, any kingdom that is ruling in their life, I depose and I force that kingdom out of their life. I declare from today in the name of Jesus, let the kingdom of God be found in their life. Let it be established in their hearts.
If this is
the Lord will answer, the Lord will show you mercy. The Lord will bring his kingdom in the life of your children. And you will experience the glory of the Father through your children, and you'll be glad as a mother, as a father, you'll be happy. Don't wait on the pastor alone, please. The pastor may be snoring, oh, but your children is important to you. They are carriers of your DNA. So please say something to them. All that you want to say is that, Father, let your kingdom happen into my child, and mention the child's name, because somebody is casting spells upon them and demanding them to be wasted. By your prayer. You don't know the religion the teacher is in. Yes, the kids can come home and they're having those bangles, thread bangles around their hand. And I ask them, who gave it to you? So one of the teachers put it there that it is called Dawali or the. Can you imagine? You see? And the child is wearing the bangle with pride, thinking that it's something good because the teacher is a good teacher and is given to him. So he thinks that, but it's something that is initiated somewhere. A different religion initiated it and then brought it to them to put it on the hands of the kids. So if the kingdom of God is not working in your child, we don't know how. So I pray that you pray for them, that the kingdom of God also works in them, because they can also be influenced by forces of darkness. That's the kingdom of darkness, against your plans and against your will and everything. Hallelujah. So please, from today, I want you to walk with a heart of openness, that the kingdom of God will work in you. Father, let your kingdom come upon my life. Let your kingdom come in this situation. Let your kingdom. If your prayer, you don't know what to pray, just pray it this way: the Father, let your kingdom come, because the kingdom of God comes with the fullness of God. That place, everything happens and anything happens. Hallelujah. Some of them, you may not know how it will happen, but all of a sudden it begins to happen. Amen.
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 The Bible said, therefore, my brothers and sisters, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 10 and 11, therefore, my brothers and sisters, make every effort to confirm your calling and your election, for if you do these things, you will never stumble, and you will receive a rich and welcome into the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
What is this?
Amen.
Hallelujah. We need to be able to open our hearts up to allow the expression of God's calling concerning our life to take effect. If we are talking about the calling of God, it's not only on preaching, but also sharing the gospel with the brothers and sisters out there. It is our calling. It's the calling of the church. It's the calling of everyone. It's a calling for the kingdom citizens, that we go out there, tell the whole world that Jesus loves you, my dear. If you are going through anything, Jesus can fix it. He can help you get your salvation back, your sanity back. If you need him, he can be there for you. These are the testimony that Jesus says that we should go out there to tell the world. Hallelujah. And you will help us get into the rich kingdom of our God. This is what Jesus said to come and share with you today. That when we pray, we say, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Let your kingdom come. Let your kingdom come. Yes. Let your kingdom come. The kingdom of
Amen.
God reigning power. The kingdom of God comes with the strength and might. Please don't think that the kids have grown. They have to make their own decisions and all that. Yes, indeed, they have grown. But please, please, I'm begging you, no matter how grown they are, whether they are still having gray hair or whatever, so long as you birth them, continue to pray for them. I'm begging you, mothers and fathers on the platform, please continue to pray for your children. Yes. Pray for their grandchildren. Put your hands on them and bless them. Yes, some of the kids, some of the fathers of old used to pronounce curses upon us and all that, but we want to pray for our children and bless them. Yes. Father, let your kingdom come into his life.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, let your kingdom come into the life, including your spouse, your husbands, yes, and your wives, those who don't want to take Christ for anything. Just don't do much. Just say, Father, let your kingdom come into his life. I declare this in the name of Jesus. Let the kingdom of God come into his life. Father, let your kingdom come into his life. I break every foul kingdom that's working in there, and let your kingdom take over now. Take over, take over, Holy Spirit, and just walk away. Hallelujah. And see, from some time he may be resisting, but after a while, can we all share communion together? I saw you having communion. What does it mean? And he will be explaining and asking for more understanding of this. If we don't begin to work out this kingdom perspective in our lives, the enemy will work his kingdom in our lives, and it will hurt us. Yeah, there are two kingdoms, the kingdom of God and the kingdom of darkness. There are two kingdoms. So man is, one day I'll talk about the position of man in prayer, that we are standing on a neutral ground, and the neutral grounds, one of the two kingdoms wants access. So there is a fight over our head. Constantly, every day, and every time. So God wants our attention, and the devil wants our attention, whether you like it or not. So if you fail to work with the attention of God, the devil, you fall automatically on the soup, and quickly. Yeah. And it all comes with our will. When the will of a man is compromised, the attention of the devil is very, very inevitable. He can quickly take over. Hallelujah. So God bless you. Stay safe. Let the kingdom of God come into your life. In all that you do, you prosper in season and out of season. May the Lord lead you in a path of peace. May the kingdom begin to work in you and through you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. When you open your mouth, may the kingdom be expressed and may the kingdom be seen. When you declare, may the kingdom come. May the kingdom work out for you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. When you declare, may the Lord show himself strong mightily in your life. May the kingdom of God begin to work so strong in you. May men look at you and say, you are a carrier of the kingdom of God. God bless you. Stay safe and stay pure in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Can we pray a little bit and ask God, the Lord, let your kingdom come upon this project that I'm doing. Hallelujah. I don't know what project you have in mind, but those of you who have got projects for education, project for any career, project for applications, project for anything, project in your marriage, project for a husband, project for a wife, project for the children, let's pray. The Father, I want your kingdom to come in this project. Let's pray. Those of you who are listening to us on Power Radio 96, you are part of it. Please don't be snoring on me. I'm begging you. It is too early to be snoring. The power of God is right there. So don't embarrass the Spirit of God. Let's pray. Let's pray that Father, let your kingdom come in my life. Let your kingdom come in my life. Let your kingdom come in this project. Let's pray together in the name of Jesus. Our Heavenly Father, we pray together as a family and everyone that is on board now. We ask in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, that let your kingdom come, O God, in our lives. Let your kingdom come in the projects that we are doing. In the mighty name of Jesus, let your kingdom come in our marriages, let it come in our businesses, let it come upon our children. We declare and decree, oh God, let it come upon our connections and affiliations with everyone that we can have access to. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, may the Lord be glorified, releasing his kingdom through us and in us, in Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.